Welcome to the Rutledge Perspective Podcast. This podcast is for you, and I welcome you to come as you are. There is no judgment here, just folks doing everything they can to stand in their power and show up every single day. So if you're looking for inspiration, welcome. If you're looking to level up or to make a change or you just need a minute, welcome. And if you're looking for some perspective on your circumstances, either personal or professional, well, that's my jam. No matter why you're here, I'm glad you are, and this message is for you. Welcome to my village. Today on the Rutledge Perspective, I want to have a conversation with you about stop, start, continue. And this is a technique that consultants and advisors and even some coaches use and have used for a long time. I used it with my teams when I was in corporate, and I've used it with my clients. And today, I want to talk to you and have you consider using it for yourself, whether or not it's for your business or for your job, but just for yourself. What are the things you need to stop? What are the things you need to start? And what are the things you need to continue? Now, the premise behind this stop, start, continue is especially when we're people who have a lot of things to do or we're trying to prioritize things. One of the issues is everything is on the list. Everything is on the list. And the reality is everything shouldn't be on the list. The old adage of if everything's a priority, nothing is. And so when you do a stop, start, continue list, you do a stop, start, continue list with an eye on the goals you're trying to achieve, with an eye on the role you're trying to clarify, with an eye on whatever the thing is you're trying to do, all of the actions or the thing you're trying to accomplish, all of the actions that are on the list, what are the ones that you should stop doing if you want to get to that place? What are the ones that you should continue doing if you want to get to that place? And what are the things that you should start doing if you want to get to that place? Okay, so here's how this works. And I'll use myself as usual as an example. So we talked on several of the episodes about being a learner and lifelong learning and being willing to get to experts to get information that you need. And I love to learn. And I realize when my world is off, some of the things that cause that is a lack of additional knowledge or new knowledge that I'm gaining because I love learning new things. And there is also a point where you can get so much information that you don't know what to do. And as I built this business going into year 7, I realized over the weekend, I thought there's so many things, right? And if you're starting to build a business, if you're building a career, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody. Everybody's got a list. Everybody's got a thing. Everybody has the golden nugget to get you there. Not the silver bullet, although some of them have that, but a golden nugget to get you to the place you want to be. And it's good to look at these ideas and absorb them and understand them and think about the logic behind why those particular ideas are deemed as really good to get you where you want to be. That's not a bad thing. Information is information. It gives you a good basis in order to make decisions. And there reaches a point where there is true information overload. And where are you in all of the stuff? And so as I'm building this business in year 7 and some of the things that I really want to do and move forward in order to serve better and to serve more people and figure out how I want this thing to grow and scale, because ultimately it's about this $100 million foundation that I intend to build to address K-12 education. That's the thing. I started looking and said, there's so many things. Do all the funnels. Don't do the funnels. Do direct sales, don't do direct sales. Do a webinar, don't do a webinar. Do a live launch, don't do a live. I mean, it is all over the place. Same thing with the career, right? Don't do a lot of jobs. Don't be a job hopper. You definitely need a whole lot of different things on your resume. Don't work remotely. You got to be willing to go into the office. You know, you need to stand your ground to be able to get the job that you want these days. Everybody has an opinion. And so I had to go back and say, okay, Laurel, go back to what it is you're trying to accomplish and even revamp that. I had to relook at my overarching strategy. It's year 7. It is time. What does it look like? And surprisingly, it goes back to the thing that I wanted in year 1 that I've gotten away from. And when we don't revisit things on a regular basis, that's what happens. We start to stray away from the original goal and don't even realize it. So I looked back and said, okay, let's revamp. What do you want to do? What do you want this to look like? What are the pieces of this business? The reason you call it LKR Group and not just Laurel Rutledge. So you can have these things that fall under this LLC. And I started there. And then I realized, there are some things I really do want to and need to stop doing. At some point, there are no more courses to take. Let me rephrase that. There are always more courses to take. There are no more courses you need to take in this moment. At some point, you have to stop and apply the knowledge that you've learned and determine what works for you and what doesn't. There are some things that you will know from your gut, things that just work and things that don't work. I talked on the last episode about having to reframe that every conversation is an opportunity to sell, to be every conversation is an opportunity to serve. That's what is aligned with how I show up. And it's the same thing with all this learning and the courses that you go to. How do you begin to finally just assimilate all of the information and take action on it to really get information back about what works and what doesn't work for your career, for your business, for your life? And then I started looking at all the things. What was I going to stop? What was I going to start? And what was I going to continue? And just a side note, I always do it in the order of stop, continue, then start. And I do that for this reason. You want to take all the things you need to stop off the table. Take them off the table. I do continue then next because these are the things we're going to keep doing, but I want to then butt them up against the things that I just said I'm going to stop. Because if they're connected, then I need to reevaluate. And the same thing with start, right? You always begin the exercise with the stop. So then when you start thinking about what you're going to continue and what you're going to start doing, do any of those things in those two lists actually mean you're going to redo one of the things that you said you were going to stop? It's just a great way to have a double check on some of the decisions that you're making. So I went back and did my own stop, start, continue. And here's the thing to remember. There reaches a point where it's not about what someone else is going to tell you. It's not about the expert whose feet you're sitting at. It's not about all of the pundits and their expertise. It's about you. What do you want? What do you know? What do you feel? And what is your overall goal and objective? What is your overall goal and objective? And given that, what action are you going to take? There's so many places where you can go and join groups to have accountability and get connected with people to make sure you're checking in on each other. And there's some really good things about that, having those partners to help you move forward. And if you completely rely on someone else to keep you accountable, if you are not able to develop your own discipline, your own focus, your own desire that moves you into action, you're always going to be relying on someone else. And so the revelation I had as I looked at moving into this year and some things that are still on my list to get done was there's some things that I'm taking off the list. I had a great conversation with someone who is on my team and said, you know, you're paying me a lot of money. Let me do these things. You know, there's so much more that I could be doing for what you're paying me. You know, you're right. And I had to look at me and say, Laurel, how often do you just not ask? Just not ask. So I had to redo my stop, start, continue. There's some things I took off my list and put on hers because it didn't make sense for me to do them. It took me away from the things that truly are in line with building this business. And I am the business, so I have to do those things. Those are things that I have to do. There were things that I was doing that someone else could do for me. And someone else has been doing exceptionally well. And I needed to just let that stuff go. And in the evaluation of my stop, start, continue, what I recognized, and this is what is important for you all too, is that often the things we keep on the list are the things that are comfortable for us. So it's that whole thing about, are you working in the business or on the business, right? Are you working in your department or on your department if you're the leader? What are you doing to get to the goals versus just doing the work, right? Are you still a doer or are you a leader? And so as I looked at this business, I was so much a doer, there was nobody leading the business. And it's my business. So in that stop, start, continue evaluation, I had to really force myself to stop doing the things that I didn't need to be doing and start doing the things that required me to do them. It also meant realizing that this whole idea of evaluation and accountability and having somebody to check in and all of those kind of things can sometimes become a crutch. Now, hear me clearly, it's all about perspective. For me, there are times when accountability and people talking about accountability partners feels like judgment. That is a Laurel thing. That's not the case for everyone else. Some people really like accountability partners. It's like having that trainer that you have to go to. It's worth paying the money because if you don't pay for it, you won't show up. Having an accountability partner really matters, like deeply matters for people. What matters for me is a lot of self-accountability, self-reliance, and ability to know that no matter what, I will be able to count on me to get some things done. There's some discipline, some consistency, some things that are really core to who I am that are critical. And when I looked at that stop, start, continue and looked at the courses that I've taken and the people that I've talked to and the things that I've learned, which have been really, really good, I am now at that point where it's time to stop getting more information in from others and others' expertise and to start utilizing the information that I have along with my own innate skills and abilities to exercise and act upon the information to get to the goals that I want to achieve. But it's that start, stop, continue process, that willingness to go back and say with an objective eye, even on your own stuff, to say, no, no more. This is going to come off the list, maybe forever, but at least for now, it's going to come off the list or it's going to be put on someone else's list. But I am no longer going to do that. That's on my stop. And looking at the things that are on your continue, this makes a lot of sense. I'm going to continue to do XYZ. And I'm going to start applying the knowledge that I've spent a lot of time and energy and resources learning. I'm going to start doing that. And then when I go back and do the circle, that means I have to stop doing the things that someone else could easily do for me and have them do them or just stop them completely because they're not necessarily critical to the core objective of the business. So as you go into this week, I really want you to think deeply and pause, because we move so quickly. We are now in the last month of the first quarter. What do you need to stop doing? What do you need to continue doing? And then what do you need to start doing? And evaluating all of that against the objectives that you have for this week, for this month, for this quarter, for this year. What are you going to stop? What are you going to continue? And what are you going to start doing? And if you can do that and give yourself a moment, you will be able to get re-energized, refocused. My gut tells me that you're also going to be able to see an exponential change in the success of the things that you're trying to get done because you're focused on the things that matter. It also means you're going to free up some space in your mind and your spirit to do the things that are important to you, to give you the ultimate freedom or time or whatever it is you're looking for in the objectives that you're trying to achieve. So this week, go try your stop, continue, start list and let me know how it goes. Send me a DM. And if you are a woman who runs a professional services business and you are in that space where your to-do list is way too long, or you've got this team and things just aren't gelling the way you want them to gel and you've spent a lot of time, energy, and resources building the team, things just aren't where they need to be, then reach out to me. Let's jump on a call and let's figure out if I can be of service to you using my Alignment Vision Action Framework and get you to the ultimate goal that you are trying to achieve. It's about having that really clear business strategy and then getting aligned with the correct people to help you make that strategy work. So you can find everything on laurelrutledge.com, or you can just shoot me a DM. If you're listening to this podcast, shoot me a DM on my LinkedIn or on my Instagram or on my Facebook page. You can find me at Laurel K. Rutledge on those or at The Rutledge Perspective. That's where I am on everything. And I look forward to talking to you, especially in this year 7. Year 7, I'm looking for 7 women each month to do my 3-month program, and 7% of each paid program is going to be donated. And I'm really excited about that. Excited about making an impact in both the businesses of women who are doing great things and with these 3 charities. Have a great rest of your week. Let me know about your stop, continue, start list. Talk to you soon. Bye. You have been listening to the Rutledge Perspective Podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and for connecting. You can find previous episodes of the podcast on my website at laurelrutledge.com/podcast.
You can also find me on social media at Laurel K. Rutledge and or The Rutledge Perspective. And I'd love your perspective on the things we talk about. And if there's a specific topic you want me to cover, just let me know. And please share this podcast with someone in your village who may need this little piece of perspective today. And if you're so inclined, I would really appreciate a 5-star rating and review on the platform of your choice. Apple Podcasts and Spotify reviews are particularly helpful. Thank you again for listening. Take care.